From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, August 7th. Coming up, Governor J.B. Pritzker speaks to NPR about why Illinois is hosting a group of Texas state lawmakers as they protest a partisan redistricting effort in the state. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. More than 200 people who work for Illinois Extension are losing their jobs. The workers provided nutrition education for people eligible for SNAP benefits, formerly known as food stamps. Federal funding for that program was eliminated by the Trump administration. Herman Bolero is the dean of the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. He says these workers were a lifeline to a million Illinoisans.
I think Extension is about trust, right? It's about being in a community, delivering programs that advance society, right? And this 217 employees are part of those communities in the state of Illinois. They know the people, right? They're not here in Champaign. They're all across the state of Illinois.
The SNAP Ed workers who are being laid off also launched a statewide initiative that connected local food producers with hunger relief organizations. After a toxin-producing algal bloom made the drinking water in Mattoon unsafe for nearly a week, the Mattoon City Council is taking action to prevent it from happening again. Council members voted on Tuesday night to spend around $300,000 to spray algicide at its two reservoirs, Lake Paradise and Lake Mattoon, and to replace a non-functioning water pump at Lake Mattoon. City Manager Kyle Gill says each application of the algicide should cover up about one-fifth of the lake's area.
We wanted to get two sprays in, see what the algae is in the water. Hopefully after a couple sprays and a little bit cooler weather we had this week, it really knocks it down.
Toxins produced by the die-off of a harmful algal bloom in Lake Paradise led to the city warning residents not to drink or cook with city tap water for a total of 5 days in July. Illinois State Police are investigating after a bomb threat was made at a suburban hotel hosting Democrats from Texas. St. Charles police responded to the Q Center in West Suburban St. Charles. Roughly 400 people were evacuated yesterday. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is helping host the Texas Democrats staying there. He says the investigation is ongoing.
State law enforcement, whenever there is a law that is broken, and a law was broken, they're doing an investigation. They're going to seek out, hunt down, and find the perpetrators.
More than two dozen Texas House Democrats have been in Illinois since Sunday. They left their state to protest a newly drawn congressional map that President Trump requested. It could net five more Republican seats to help the GOP maintain their slim U.S. House majority. In an Illinois state fair tradition dating back more than 100 years, the state's butter cow has been unveiled. Alex Degman reports.
Sculptor Sarah Pratt has once again taken hundreds of pounds of unsalted butter and transformed it into a dairy-filled ode to agriculture. This year's sculpture features the cow and a young companion who's looking through butter binoculars in search of adventure. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the butter cow showcases the best of Illinois.
Illinois, you know, is an agricultural powerhouse state. We truly are. And we also are a state that has a real artistic spirit, and the unveiling of the butter cow sort of represents both of those things.
It takes about 5 days to sculpt the cow. This year's Illinois State Fair starts today and runs through the 17th in Springfield. I'm Alex Degman.
Still to come, Governor J.B. Pritzker speaks to NPR about why Illinois is hosting a group of Texas state lawmakers as they protest a partisan redistricting effort in their state. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny with a slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm and a high of 89 degrees and a south wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a low of 71 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 90 degrees, a south wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 72 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour, and for Saturday, sunny with a high of 91 degrees and a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st show, the Trump administration asked Illinois election officials for a copy of the state's voter registration database. We'll dig into that request. Plus, Illinois has transferred control of a state park to the Prairie Band Potawatomi Tribe. We'll talk about the significance of that move. I'm Christine Herman. That's next time on the 21st show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Dozens of Democratic members of the Texas State House left their state on Sunday because the Republican majority legislature has redrawn its congressional map with the aim of netting five more Republican seats in the U.S. House of Representatives. Without those members present, Texas cannot pass the new map. Many of those representatives are being hosted here in Illinois. Last night, Governor J.B. Pritzker spoke to NPR's Juana Summers. Here's a portion of that conversation, starting with Pritzker answering if Illinois is paying for the Texas lawmakers to be here.
We're not footing the bill. They are taking care of that themselves, but they've left behind their families and their communities, their jobs, to protect the voting rights of people all across the nation. And we're very proud of that fact. It is ridiculous that they're being fined. And of course, now they're being threatened with imprisonment by the officials in Texas. And as you know,
yeah,
John Cornyn and Ken Paxton and Greg Abbott, you know, they're all fighting with one another, proving that this is really all about politics.
Let me jump in here and ask you about that if I can. Texas Senator John Cornyn, the state's senior senator, has called on the FBI to apprehend these state lawmakers. President Trump was asked about this, and he said that the FBI, and I'm quoting here, may have to get involved. What if federal law enforcement show up in your state of Illinois?
There are no federal laws involved here. So this is just a threat, an empty threat. You know, they think they can intimidate these lawmakers into going back home. They have no plans to go back home until they know that there's going to be a fair process to deliver emergency funding for the victims of the floods and not make it about redistricting.
Texas Republicans also call for the removal from office. Do you fear, Governor Pritzker, that this tactic could backfire on the Democrats?
You know, this is straight out of the authoritarian playbook. They've tossed all the rules out there. They're torching every norm. They've shown us that they'll stop at nothing to give themselves absolute power. And Democrats, well, we're standing up. We're showing them that we are not going to give in.
Governor Pritzker, I want to ask you about your state. Republicans point to the data that President Trump won the state of Illinois, 43% or 44% of your state's voters. But Republicans occupy just 3 of 17 House seats there, which is under 18%. So help us understand, what is the difference between the way your state has drawn its congressional map and the way that Republicans in Texas say they want to draw theirs?
We drew our maps right after the decennial census. That's when the maps get drawn in every state. Here, of course, the Texas Republicans want to midstream because Donald Trump asked them to do it, and they're all following their cult leader. They're intending to make changes to that redistricting. But this normally happens right after the decennial map. In Illinois, we did the very same thing. By the way, we followed the Voting Rights Act. We did that when we passed our map back in 2021. Texas Republicans now don't want to follow that, and they're going to disenfranchise black and brown voters. That's how they intend to get this accomplished.
I just want to jump in here. I mean, the Supreme Court did decide back in 2019 that partisan gerrymandering claims are beyond the reach of federal courts. But the question is not about constitutionality. The question that faces Texas, and the one that I want to ask you, is, has redistricting resulted in fair representation for the minority party in your state?
You know, just because you've got more Democrats than Republicans elected doesn't mean that it's an unfair map. The fact of the matter is that there were competitive elections in 2022, which is the first election we had after the map was drawn, and Democrats won those seats. Furthermore, I just point out that, you know, these same Republicans who are complaining about the way maps are drawn in Democratic states, they're the ones drawing maps in their states that are quite unfair. It isn't the case, though, let's be clear, that just because you have more of one party than another in a state, that's an unfair map. And in Illinois, Republicans have every opportunity to run for and win office. Mm-hmm. They don't win here because their ideas are bad. And by the way, they're about to lose elections in 2026 because of the big, ugly bill, because of the policies of Donald Trump. And they're trying to change the game. Indeed, they're trying to cheat mid.
That was Governor J.B. Pritzker speaking with NPR's Juana Summers about why Illinois is hosting several Texas Democratic lawmakers. They fled the state to avoid a vote on redistricting to give Republicans five more representatives in the U.S. Congress. You can hear the entire conversation, including Pritzker's response to being asked about a presidential run, on our website, ipmnewsroom.org. That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Todd Gleason, Alex Degman, and Juana Summers. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.